it's time for the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Will.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Huggy?
The jaundiced jinx, the joyful jugs, and the geriatric jokester.
Oh, my gosh.
What up, TJMS?
Hello, Huggy.
A happy hump day and get well Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
I was tuning in this morning, and I heard y'all had a podiatrist on the show.
Yes.
Answering questions.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask the doctor about a condition called Thunderfoot.
Thunderfoot?
Have y'all ever heard of it?
What's Thunderfoot?
Me neither, but the Dallas Mavericks and the Los Angeles Lakers have. Because they still pulling the Thunderfoot out their ass. It swept the Mavericks and it kicked LA's behind by 29. And wait till tonight's game.
Don't get some foot.
Hey, you never heard of Thunderfoot? Jay was a little slow on that one, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had to wait for it.
Yeah. Oh, a grenade joke right there. Did y'all see the Spurs and the Clippers game last night?
Yeah.
Old Tim Duncan shaved his head bald. He was already crazy looking with hair. I barely recognize him. He looked like the bailiff bull on the sitcom Night Court, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
But that bald head must have worked because old man Duncan scored 26 points, 10 rebounds, helping the Spurs beat the Clippers 108-92. Shoot, with the exception of Ginobili, Tim Duncan and Tony Parker are the only players I know. And how come Tony Parker's still acting like he can barely speak English?
Okay.
Sybil, he's been in the NBA since he was 19. He's 29 now.
Yeah.
That French accent, shiggity, is getting old. While you was creeping on Eva Longoria trying to romance your bone, you should have been studying an English version of Rosetta Stone.
My man.
Hey, Sybil, I heard you going ham on basketball.
Ooh, did you hear it this morning?
Damn, Sybil.
Yeah.
Sybil, tell us how you really feel, Ma. That's your new name. Sybil, tell us how you really feel, Ma. You should have been Shaq's divorce lawyer. You were letting Shawnee have it.
Man.
I've seen women on Jerry Springer who conducted themselves with more class than the cast of Basketball Wives.
There you go.
But despite the backlash of how Basketball Wives depict black women still watch that
yeah,
shit.
Man.
They can't get enough of those angry birds. That's what they be doing with the remote.
I love that.
It's the most talked about show in all hair salons.
Yeah.
Sybil, you walk in the hair salon right now. All you is, how you doing, girl?
Mm-hmm.
What time is your appointment?
Mm-hmm.
You getting a regular? Did you see Basketball Wives? I can't stand that B.I. Tammy. No bullshit, Sybil. That's how you greeted in every hair salon.
Yeah.
How you doing, girl? What time is your appointment? You getting a regular? Did you see Basketball Wives? I can't stand that B.I. Tammy. And I blame ex-wife Shaq's ex-wife, Shawnee, for bringing that shit to the TV.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Shaq looked like he's never been
happier.
I mean, he's enunciating his words. He's lost weight. He got a new job as an analyst and went back to school, and now he's a doctor. All this with his new woman, Hoops. No wonder Shawnee created Basketball Wives. She's angry. Women hate when you're doing new things with a new woman. That's a fact, Sybil.
That's true.
He wasn't speaking English when he was with Shawnee.
No.
Mm-mm.
Now he's Dr. O'Neill. Congratulations, Jay, on being a great, great granddaddy.
Great, great.
How many greats, Jay?
Great, 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 great,
great, great, great, great. Well, congratulations on being a great, great, great. I think that's great. And I heard you was overjoyed that the boy baby was a boy. So he can carry on the family tradition that was started by his great, great granddaddy,
which is
Jasper Anthony Brown.
Jasper,
that great tradition you created of dating white women. I heard you say you had your goods. Which is good, I guess. Hopefully he'll grow into his old saggy walnuts like his granddaddy.
Oh, my God.
Those are the goods you were talking about, right?
Saggy walnuts.
Grow into his walnuts.